Chapter 7 – High Priests of Rome and of Constantinople, Restoration of Paul after Eusebius, the Slaughter of Hermogenes, a general of the army, Constantius came from Antioch and removed Paul, and was wrathfully disposed toward the city. He allowed Macedonius to be in doubt, and returned to Antioch. Those were the schemes of those who upheld various heresies in opposition to truth successfully carried into execution, and thus did they depose those bishops who strenuously maintained throughout the East the supremacy of the doctrines of the Nicene Council. These heretics had taken possession of the most important sees, such as Alexandria in Egypt, Antioch in Syria, and the imperial city of the Hellespont, and they held all the persuaded bishops in subjection. The ruler of the church at Rome and all the priests of the West regarded these deeds as a personal insult, for they had accorded from the beginning with all the decisions in the vote made by those convened at Nice, nor did they now cease from that way of thinking. On the arrival of Athanasius, they received him kindly, and espoused his cause among themselves. Irritated at this interference, Eusebius wrote to Julius, exhorting him to constitute himself a judge of the decrees that had been enacted against Athanasius by the Council of Tyre. 1. But before he had been able to ascertain the sentiments of Julius, and, indeed, not long after the Council of Antioch, Eusebius died. Immediately upon this event, those citizens of Constantinople who maintained the doctrines of the Nicene Council conducted Paul to the church. At the same time, those of the opposing multitude seized this occasion and came together in another church, among whom were the adherents of Theognis, bishop of Nicaea, of Theodore, bishop of Heraclea, and others of the same party who chanced to be present, and they ordained Macedonius bishop of Constantinople. This excited frequent seditions in the city, which assumed all the appearance of a war, for the people fell upon one another, and many perished. The city was filled with tumult, so that the emperor, who was then at Antioch, on hearing of what had occurred, was moved to wrath, and issued a decree for the expulsion of Paul. Hermogenes, general of the cavalry, endeavored to put this edict of the emperor's into execution, for having been sent to Thrace, he had, on the journey, to pass by Constantinople, and he thought, by means of his army, to eject Paul from the church by force. But the people, instead of yielding, met him with open resistance, and while the soldiers, in order to carry out the orders they had received, attempted still greater violence, the insurgents entered the house of Hermogenes, set fire to it, killed him, and attaching a cord to his body, dragged it through the city. 2. The emperor had no sooner received this intelligence than he took horse for Constantinople, in order to punish the people, but he spared them when he saw them coming to meet him with tears and supplications. He deprived the city of about half of the corn which his father, Constantine, had granted them annually out of the public treasury from the tributes of Egypt, probably from the idea that luxury and excess made the populace idle and disposed to sedition. He turned his anger against Paul and commanded his expulsion from the city. He manifested great displeasure against Macedonius also, because he was the occasion of the murder of the general and of other individuals, and also, because he had been ordained without first obtaining his sanction. He, however, returned to Antioch, without having either confirmed or dissolved his ordination. Meanwhile, the zealots of the Arian tenets deposed Gregory, because he was indifferent in the support of their doctrines, and had moreover incurred the ill will of the Alexandrians on account of the calamities which had befallen the city at his entrance, especially the conflagration of the church. They elected George, a native of Cappadocia, in his stead. 3. This new bishop was admired on account of his activity and his zeal in support of the Arian dogma. Chapter 8 – Arrival of the Eastern High Priests at Rome, Letter of Julius, Bishop of Rome. Concerning them, by means of the letters of Julius, Paul and Athanasius receive their own sees. Contents of the letter from the archpriests of the East to Julius. Athanasius, on leaving Alexandria, had fled to Rome. 4. Paul, bishop of Constantinople, Marcellus, bishop of Ancyra, and Aeschylus, bishop of Gaza, repaired thither at the same time. Aeschylus, who was opposed to the Arians and had therefore been deposed, After having been accused by some of the heterodox of having thrown down an altar, Quincinus had been appointed in his stead over the Church of Gaza. Lucius also, bishop of Adrianople, who had been deposed from the church under his care on another charge, was dwelling at this period in Rome. The Roman bishop, on learning the accusation against each individual, and on finding that they held the same sentiments about the Nicene dogmas, admitted them to communion as of like orthodoxy, and as the care for all was fitting to the dignity of his see, he restored them all to their own churches. He wrote to the bishops of the East, and rebuked them for having judged these bishops unjustly, and for harassing the churches by abandoning the Nicene doctrines. He summoned a few among them to appear before him on an appointed day, in order to account to him for the sentence they had passed, and threatened to bear with them no longer, unless they would cease to make innovations. This was the tenor of his letters. Athanasius and Paul were reinstated in their respective sees, and forwarded the letter of Julius to the bishops of the East. The bishops could scarcely brook such documents, and they assembled together at Antioch, 5, and framed a reply to Julius, beautifully expressed and composed with great legal skill, yet filled with considerable irony and indulging in the strongest threats. They confessed in this epistle that the Church of Rome was entitled to universal honor, because it was the school of the apostles, and had become the metropolis of piety from the outset, although the introducers of the doctrine had settled there from the East. They added that the second place in point of honor ought not to be assigned to them, because they did not have the advantage of size or number in their churches, for they excelled the Romans in virtue and determination. They called Julius to account for having admitted the followers of Athanasius into communion, and expressed their indignation against him for having insulted their synod and abrogated their decrees, and they assailed his transactions as unjust and discordant with ecclesiastical right. After these censures and protestations against such grievances, they proceeded to state that if Julius would acknowledge the deposition of the bishops whom they had expelled, and the substitution of those whom they had ordained in their stead, they would promise peace and fellowship, but that, unless he would accede to these terms, they would openly declare their opposition. They added that the priests who had preceded them in the government of the Eastern churches had offered no opposition to the deposition of Novatian by the Church of Rome. They made no allusion in their letter to any deviations they had manifested from the doctrines of the Council of Nice, but merely stated they had various reasons to allege in justification of the course they had pursued, and that they considered it unnecessary to enter at that time upon any defense of their conduct, as they were suspected of having violated justice in every respect. Chapter 9. Ejection of Paul and Athanasius. Macedonius is invested with the government of the Church of Constantinople. After having written in this strain to Julius, the bishops of the East brought accusations against those whom they had deposed before the Emperor Constantius. 1. Accordingly, the Emperor, who was then at Antioch, wrote to Philip, the prefect of Constantinople, commanding him to surrender the church to Macedonius, and to expel Paul from the city. The prefect feared the commotion among the people, and before the order of the Emperor could be divulged, he repaired to the public bath which is called Euxippus, a conspicuous and large structure, and summoned Paul, as if he wished to converse with him on some affairs of general interest. As soon as he had arrived, he showed him the edict of the Emperor. Paul was, according to orders, secretly conducted through the palace contiguous to the bath, to the seaside, and placed on board a vessel and was sent to Thessalonica, whence, it is said, his ancestors originally came. He was strictly prohibited from approaching the eastern regions, but was not forbidden to visit Syria and the remoter provinces. On quitting the courtroom, Philip, accompanied by Macedonius, proceeded to the church. The people, who had in the meantime been assembling together in untold numbers, quickly filled the church, and the two parties into which they were divided, namely, the supporters of the Arian heresy and the followers of Paul respectively, strove to take possession of the building. When the prefect and Macedonius arrived at the gates of the church, the soldiers endeavored to force back the people, in order to make way for these dignitaries, but as they were so crowded together, It was impossible for them to recede, since they were closely packed to the farthest point, or to make way. The soldiers, under the impression that the crowd was unwilling to retire, slew many with their swords, and a great number were killed by being trampled upon. The edict of the emperor was thus accomplished, and Macedonius received the churches, while Paul was unexpectedly ejected from the church in Constantinople. Athanasius in the meantime had fled, and concealed himself, fearing the menace of the emperor Constantius, for he had threatened to punish him with death, for the heterodox had made the emperor believe that he was a seditious person, and that he had, on his return to the bishopric, occasioned the death of several persons. But the anger of the emperor had been chiefly excited by the representation that Athanasius had sold the provisions which the emperor Constantine had bestowed on the poor of Alexandria, and had appropriated the price. Chapter 10. The Bishop of Rome writes to the bishops of the East in favor of Athanasius, and they send an embassy to Rome who, with the Bishop of Rome, are to investigate the charges against the Eastern bishops. Thy's deputation is dismissed by Constans, the Caesar. The bishops of Egypt, too, having sent a declaration in writing that these allegations were false, and Julius having been apprised that Athanasius was far from being in safety in Egypt, sent for him to his own city. He replied at the same time to the letter of the bishops who were convened at Antioch, for just then he happened to have received their epistle. 3. And accused them of having clandestinely introduced innovations contrary to the dogmas of the Nicene Council, and of having violated the laws of the Church, by neglecting to invite him to join their synod, for he alleged that there is a sacerdotal canon which declares that whatever is enacted contrary to the judgment of the Bishop of Rome is null. He also reproached them for having deviated from justice in all their proceedings against Athanasius, both at Tyre and Mareotis, and stated that the decrees enacted at the former city had been annulled, on account of the calumny concerning the hand of Arsenius, and at the latter city, on account of the absence of Athanasius. Last of all he reprehended the arrogant style of their epistle. Julius was induced by all these reasons to undertake the defense of Athanasius and of Paul. The latter had arrived in Italy not long previously, and had lamented bitterly these calamities. When Julius perceived that what he had written to those who held the sacerdotal dignity in the East was of no avail, he made the matter known to Constans the emperor. Accordingly, Constans wrote to his brother Constantius, requesting him to send some of the bishops of the East, that they might assign a reason for the edicts of deposition which they had passed. 3 bishops were selected for this purpose, namely, Narcissus, bishop of Ionopolis, in Cilicia, Theodore, bishop of Heraclea, in Thrace, and Mark, bishop of Arethusa, in Syria. On their arrival in Italy, they strove to justify their actions and to persuade the emperor that the sentence passed by the Eastern Synod was just. Being required to produce a statement of their belief, they concealed the formulary they had drawn up at Antioch, and presented another written confession, 1. Which was equally at variance with the doctrines approved at Nicaea. Constans perceived that they had unjustly entrapped both Paul and Athanasius, and had ejected them from communion, not for charges against his conduct, as the depositions held, but simply on account of differences in doctrine, and he accordingly dismissed the deputation without giving any credit to the representations for which they had come. Chapter 11. The long formulary and the enactments issued by the Synod of Sardica. Julius, bishop of Rome, and Hosius, the Spanish bishop, deposed by the bishops of the East, because they held communion with Athanasius and the rest. 3 years afterwards, the bishops of the East, too, sent to those of the West a formulary of faith, which, because it had been framed with verbiage and thoughts in excess of any former confession, was called Mcrostichos Ecthesis. 3. In this formulary they made no mention of the substance of God, but those are excommunicated who maintain that the Son arose out of what had no previous existence, or that he is of another hypostasis, and not of God, or that there was a time or an age in which he existed not. Eudoxius, who was still bishop of Germanicia, Martius, and Macedonius, carried this document, But the Western priests did not entertain it, for they declared that they felt fully satisfied with the doctrines established at Nicaea, and thought it entirely unnecessary to be too curious about such points. After the Emperor Constans, 4, had requested his brother to reinstate the followers of Athanasius in their sees, and had found his application to be unavailing, on account of the counteracting influence of those who adopted a hostile heresy, and when, moreover, the party of Athanasius and Paul entreated Constans to assemble a synod on account of the plots for the abolition of orthodox doctrines, both the emperors were of the opinion that the bishops of the East and of the West should be convened on a certain day at Sardica, a city of Illyria. The bishops of the East, who had previously assembled at Philippopolis, a city of Thrace, wrote to the bishops of the West, who had already assembled at Sardica, that they would not join them, unless they would eject the followers of Athanasius from their assembly, and from communion with them, because they had been deposed. They afterwards went to Sardica, but declared they would not enter the church, while those who had been deposed by them were admitted thither. The bishops of the West replied, that they never had ejected them, and that they would not yield this now, particularly as Julius, Bishop of Rome, after having investigated the case, had not condemned them, and that besides, they were present and ready to justify themselves and to refute again the offences imputed to them. These declarations, however, were of no avail, and since the time they had appointed for the adjustment of their differences, concerning which they had convened, had expired, they finally wrote letters to one another on these points, and by these they were led to an increase of their previous ill will. And after they had convened separately, they brought forward opposite decisions, for the Eastern bishops confirmed the sentences they had already enacted against Athanasius, Paul, Marcellus, and Aeschylus, and deposed Julius, Bishop of Rome, because he had been the first to admit those who had been condemned by them into communion. And Hosius, the confessor, was also deposed, partly for the same reason, and partly because he was the friend of Paulinus and Dostatheus, the writers of the church in Antioch. Maximus, bishop of Troves, was deposed, because he had been among the first who had received Paul into communion, and had been the cause of his returning to Constantinople, and because he had excluded from communion the Eastern bishops who had repaired to Gaul. Besides the above, they likewise deposed Protogenes, bishop of Sardica, and Gaudentius, 1, the one because he favoured Marcellus, although he had previously condemned him, and the other because he had adopted a different line of conduct from that of Syriacus, his predecessor, and had supported many individuals then deposed by them. After issuing these sentences, they made known to the bishops of every region, that they were not to hold communion with those who were deposed, and that they were not to write to them, nor to receive letters from them. They likewise commanded them to believe what was said concerning God in the formulary which they subjoined to their letter, and in which no mention was made of the term consubstantial, but in which those were excommunicated who said there are three gods, or that Christ is not God, or that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost are the same, or that the Son is unbegotten, or that there was a time or an age in which he existed not. 2.